Elizabeth Saya, who died of cancer on August 24th, led a colorful life full of music and art and travel and good cheer. You couldn't help noticing Liz. Her husband said she wore bright colors because you need color in this climate. Liz leaves her husband, Greg McLaughlin, her two sons, Angus Saya and Leif Saya, a granddaughter, Isabella, four siblings, and her nieces and nephews. Liz's son, Leif, a fiddler, said his mom figured his talent came from hearing so much music in the womb. The same might be said for Liz, who was born to a musical family. Her parents loved playing and singing tunes from the fireside songbook with their kids. Liz could harmonize, and she taught herself both fiddle and guitar. Her sister, Lorinda, described a childhood full of outdoor fun like climbing trees, and in winter, skiing and ice skating. Liz loved to travel. Lorinda tells of a glorious summer in 1966 when the sisters crisscrossed Europe with friends in a VW camper van. Spain, Italy, Turkey, France, all over. Afterwards, Liz stayed on in Grenoble, France, studying French literature. In her youth, Liz loved the folk songs of the 1960s, but it was her love of traditional music, especially Irish music, that led her to Greg and the two of them to the Juneau folk scene. According to her friend Tom Paul, that scene wouldn't have been as vibrant and successful without her enthusiasm and constant encouragement. Liz's head was full of songs. Once she played one, she knew it. She played and sang with her friends and family. The group Taku Gales was made up of Greg on concertina, Leif on fiddle, and Liz on guitar. She loved the old-time jam on Wednesday nights and playing for barn dances. Liz and Greg loved to showcase the work of visiting artists. They produced close to 100 concerts together. Even more than performing at folk fests, Liz loved all the jam sessions. She was tireless. When other people thought of going home, Liz kept on playing. Liz was a fixture in the alto section of the Juneau Symphony Chorus and the Bach Society. Although always in tune, she wasn't a perfect chorister. She might blow into rehearsal at the last second, maybe distract the other sections as she chatted with the altos, but she will be sorely missed by all when chorus rehearsals can start again. Liz loved all kinds of art. Her vibrant paintings decorate many Juneau homes. She learned traditional Tlingit beading and made over a dozen intricately beaded octopus bags. They look unmistakably Tlingit, but with those special Liz-like colors. Liz adored children. She worked at Tlingit Haida Head Start for 30 years, sharing her stories and music with the children. It was through Head Start that she met her best friend, Helen Watkins, an expert in gathering and preparing traditional foods. The two officially became sisters when Helen adopted Liz, making her a Chilkat Eagle of the Shungukedi clan. Liz and Helen used to spend hours together beading, and Liz loved joining Helen's family in Haines as they gathered traditional foods. She spent most of one winter making 33 small button blankets for kids to wear for Head Start graduation. Greg said that Helen used to hound Liz to marry him. After 33 happy years together, they finally did it. They got married 1 month before Helen died in 2016, and Helen was there. Liz's last wish was to sponsor a young person to go to Ireland to study music. Northrim Bank is now accepting donations to the Liz Saya Memorial Fund for this purpose. A memorial gathering will take place as soon as COVID permits.